Hello, everybody. My name is Oliver Sennhauser, and I have the pleasure to present you now MariaDB Point in Time Recovery. Before we start, a question everybody should ask himself: how are you doing your backups? So, most of us do backups. Why? Hardware gets broken is one of the answers we hear. So, if your hardware breaks, typically with backups, you are too slow to fix the hardware. This can take hours or even days to recover. So, if you fear that you break your hardware, you need a high availability solution. So, another reason why we need backups are logical errors. So, this is the most common type of problems you can have in the database. Logical errors means, for example, drop table, truncate table, update or delete. So for this kind of error, we need backup to fix them. So how are we doing backups? There are two different methods how we can fix backups. One method is we call it logical backup, and the tool is MariaDB Dump. And the second technology is physical backups. Physical backup would be, in this situation, MariaDB backup. So the topic of this presentation is point-in-time recovery. Some of us do several backups a day, or we can also call it a pulsed backup. So we do a backup, for example, 6 o'clock in the morning, then we wait for some time, then we do another backup 6 hours later at 12 o'clock, then we wait some time, we do another backup at 18 o'clock. So, how many hours do you want to wait between the backups? And what is between the backups? And this is where point-in-time recovery comes into play. So, the idea of point-in-time recovery is that we can recover all the changes since last full backup by replaying the binary logs. So we must record all database changes after the last backup, or better, all the changes at all. And this is done by enabling the binary log. So when we enable the binary logs, all the changes in the database are recorded. We can also call it a change log or a journal of the database, and this is done in your MariaDB configuration file by setting the variable logbin. And another variable we strongly recommend to enable is the bin log format equal row. That's not the default in MariaDB. So, enabling the binary logs requires a database restart. Let's start with a logical backup we need for the point-in-time recovery. So, for a point-in-time recovery, we need a consistent full backup of your MariaDB database. And our recommendation for a logical backup is to do the logical backup with the following MariaDB dump command. Important are the options single transaction and master data equal one. All the other options are more or less optional. If you do it in that way, you can be sure that your backup works successfully and works as expected. If you do the backup with a physical backup methods, we also need a consistent full backup of your database. And our recommendation for doing a physical full backup is with the tool MariaDB Backup. You have to do it actually in two steps, which is the first step, you do the backup, and the second step is the prepare step. So for doing a physical backup, you need a physical access to the database file and the right privileges